you. When we say Mateo, T stands for time, and O stands for opportunity. And I have the opportunity to direct your attention to a portion of God's Word. And as for time, I have 5 minutes. Just wanted you to know that I know that. And I will act upon what I know. In our hands, we hold a handful of seeds, our Mateo. We've gotten used to thinking about certain gifts that God has given us that way. Now, as a short P.S. to the Time to Sow series, and as a preview of where we will begin in June to study 1 Peter under the title Holy Hopes, I'd like to add one other detail to the metaphor. So I want you to picture with me a bowl to carry the seed in. Might be a bowl made of gold, or it might be made of silver. It might be made of wood, or it might be made of clay. And here's a trick question. If you could have a bowl made of gold, but it was sort of battered and beaten and full of holes, or you could have a brand new bowl made of wood, which would you choose? It's a trick question. But what the bowl is made of should matter to you because it matters to God. And so here's the question. Why does it matter to God what these bowls are made of? Here's the answer. Because we are those bowls. This is the metaphor that Paul uses to stir Timothy and the people that Timothy was leading in a certain direction. Here's what he says in 2 Timothy chapter 2. Paul says, "Now in a great house there are not only vessels or bowls of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honorable use, some for dishonorable. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work. So flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faithfulness, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart." This is the word of God to us this morning. The point is that what use God makes of these bowls, that is, what use God makes of each of us, what use God makes of the 13 people who we have heard through emails and videos this morning, depends on what sort of bowls we are. So the question for you, who also have a handful of seed, is a question of quality. What sort of bowl are you? Now, I'd be the first to say that Christians are kind of funny people, not funny ha-ha all the time, but funny weird. And we should try, in general, to be no more weird than is absolutely necessary, but there's some ways in which we're always going to seem weird to the people of the world. And one of the ways that we will seem weird to the people of the world, if we get what is ours right, is over the issue of being used. Because what other people, the people of the world, always say is that no one should be using anybody. So you hear the people of the world say, "Hey, now you're starting to use me." And they say, "I just feel like I'm being used. And stop using me." That's how people of the world speak. And Christians seem weird to them because Christians have a different mindset. We should. That is, we have a desire to be used. What you heard from the 13 people today is a statement of faith regarding the possibility that God would be pleased to use them. We are people who long to be used by God. And what Paul is saying in this scripture to Timothy is that there's a way to become useful to the master. And our hearts should leap up at that, at the very thought that we could condition our lives, we could take certain steps in order to be more useful to God. Because whatever the people of the world might say, and whatever we say when we're under their influence, what we should be saying is, "Hear my Lord, use me." And we've heard some people say that by email and video. So what the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy basically is this. If you want God to use you to sow seed, to set things in motion for a harvest of righteousness, if you want God to use you, especially if you want him to use you for honorable use, you've got a few assignments. And here's the first from 2 Timothy chapter 2. You must cleanse yourself from what is dishonorable. So the homework assignment is to sort out what you are involved in, what's going on in your life, what's going on in your mind which is dishonorable so that you can cleanse yourself from it. It's not a simple thing to sort out. But you need to think, in the first place, about the aspects of your life that you know you are ashamed of. The kind of conversations you have that you would be ashamed to have reported to the person you were talking about. The kind of websites that you go to when no one else is around that you would be ashamed to be tracked on. The kind of TV programs you permit yourself to watch. The kind of movies that you choose to rent. The kind of thinking that you're glad that no one knows about because you'd be ashamed if your thoughts were somehow found out. And the kind of actions that you get involved in when no one is looking. Paul the Apostle says, if you want God to use you, you've got to cleanse yourself from what is dishonorable. And I would strongly call you as a church family to take this admonition seriously. Because I think we do stand on the brink of seeing things happen in new ways. You've heard some challenges. You've had some invitations this morning. There's things you could follow up on. But if we want God to use us, we need to cleanse ourselves from what is dishonorable. And so the second thing that Paul calls us to do, we who want to be used, is to flee from youthful passions. Now certainly the way the chapter of 2 Timothy is going, Paul is intending Timothy to catch on to the fact that he means he needs to flee from sexual temptation, but we could add to that the temptation to indulge in any kind of appetite outside of the will of God. But there's other youthful passions that we need to flee from. The typical youthful passion for fun in general, and the passion for popularity, and the passion to be known as a really cool person. These are passions which not necessarily are wrong in themselves, but can easily lead us into shameful behavior. We should keep our bearings and realize that God is not meaning to deprive us of any joy, of any fun that's legitimate, for these are gifts of God as well. But I think about what David, young David, wrote, Psalm 16, in his prayer to God. He says, you make known to me the path of life, which is to say that real life is found in pursuing the things of God, and so fleeing the things of the world and the things of the flesh and the things of the devil. David says, in your presence there's fullness of joy. God is not meaning to deprive us of joy. He's meaning to qualify us for the real joy that is uniquely a gift of his. At your right hand, David wrote, are pleasures forevermore. God means for us to have pleasure, but pleasures that don't destroy, pleasures that build up. Paul the Apostle says to Timothy, and so the Holy Spirit says to us, if you want God to use you, especially if you want him to use you for honorable uses, you must pursue righteousness. You're running anyway. If you're fleeing youthful passions, you're running in sudden direction. Here's the direction to run in. You should pursue righteousness, run after righteousness. After all, that's what we're hoping to harvest. You should run after faithfulness because we're stewards. We have seed in our hand. We have something given to us that we could use, and a steward must be faithful. He says, pursue love and pursue peace with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Here's what happens. The Lord will be pleased to use us. And he will honor in us the intention to honor him with the harvest of righteousness by multiplying seed to us, giving us more money and more ability and more time and more energy and more opportunities to sow a great seed, to sow a great field of seed so that we can reap a great harvest of righteousness if we will set ourselves apart as vessels for honorable use, set apart as holy and so useful to the master of the house and so ready for every good work. This is the admonition that needs to be borne in mind. And we won't be going off this topic anytime soon because June is coming and I'm going to launch a series on 1 Peter called Holy Hopes, a strong emphasis on personal holiness, as is befitting a group of people who are serious about a harvest of righteousness. But I'll give you an opportunity this morning and the week ahead to get started in regard to what you need to cleanse yourself from, what you need to flee from so that you can pursue the righteousness and the faithfulness and the love and the peace, which are the pursuits of all those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. This is the word of God to us this morning. Let's pray and ask God for his help.